I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 18th. Astronomers have been searching for planets around one of our closest neighbor stars for decades, and they've reported the discovery of several. But the reports have come to naught, until now. Earlier this year, a team confirmed the presence of four planets, all of them smaller than Earth. Barnard's star is 6 light-years away. Only the 3 stars of the Alpha Centauri system are closer. The star is much smaller and less massive than the Sun, and less than 1% as bright. In fact, it's so faint that it wasn't discovered until a little more than a century ago. Barnard's star is ancient, probably twice the age of the Sun or older. So if it has planets, there's been plenty of time for life to take hold. That's made finding planets a high priority. Last year, a team of astronomers confirmed 1 planet and said there might be 3 more. All of those were confirmed in March. None of the planets is more than a third the mass of Earth, and they're so close in that they orbit the star in a week or less. So even though Barnard's star is faint, the planets are all too hot to provide comfortable conditions for life. Barnard's star is in Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer. The constellation stretches across the east and southeast in early evening and stands high in the south later on. But Barnard's star is too faint to see without a telescope. We'll have more about exoplanets tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.